This is a story found on the internet. This is a sequel to Mouth of the Mermaid, and describes what happens between us when I go back to see the mermaid who was a character in the first story. 30 days after the great oral sex I got from Teresa, the beautiful blonde mermaid, I was back in my small fishing boat in the same part of the bay, hoping to see her again. It was a beautiful summer day, warm with a nice, soft breeze, just right for boating, and the morning would be perfect if she climbed into my boat again. At our previous meeting, she had been so sweet and had given me such a tremendous blowjob. I was very much hoping for a repeat performance. I also wanted to find out whether I had gotten her pregnant and what it would mean if she was carrying my child. I had never seen or talked to a mermaid until that day, and Terry, as she wanted me to call her, told me many things I didn't know. For instance, all mermaids are female, there is no such thing as a merman. When she wants to become pregnant, a mermaid has oral sex with a human male, and he comes into her mouth, which is one of the reasons she had been able to give me such great head. They also breathe underwater through their mouths, as fish do, and their gills separate the air and send it to their lungs. Above water, their lungs work the same as those of humans, breathing in air directly from the atmosphere. After our first meeting, she had asked me to come and see her again, in 30 days. She would let me know if she was expecting my child or not, and we might have some more fun together too. Besides being beautiful and sexy, she had been a pleasant companion that day, but, to be honest, I was looking forward to being sucked off again by Terry's talented mouth more than I was anything else. I had taken my Viagra that morning, just before starting out in the boat, and I had the bottle in my pocket. On the day we met, I had been fishing in this same quiet bay, but catching nothing, and I hadn't even bothered to bring any tackle this time. As I looked out at the area where she had surfaced before, I saw the water ripple, followed by her beautiful head breaking the surface. The sun glinted off her blonde hair, and her happy smile was even more dazzling. I considered moving closer, but saw there was no need, because Terry swam the short distance between us in a few easy strokes. With her hands on the gunwales of my boat, she raised her pretty face and smiled at me again. "Hi, George. I'm glad to see you kept our date." "Of course. Neither killer whales nor great white sharks could have kept me from coming here to see you again." She laughed at my flattery, a beautiful, musical sound, and raised her upper body so I could gaze upon her breasts. They were truly gorgeous, maybe even larger and shapelier than they had been before. I reached out my right arm, she grabbed it in her hands, and I pulled her aboard. Having a tail rather than legs is awkward in a boat, and Terry ended up on the deck, smiling up at me as she had on our previous meeting. This was not really a problem, because she reached out, placed her hands on my legs, and raised herself to a sitting position on my lap. We said hello in a more affectionate manner then, sharing a long kiss, with our tongues meeting. We kissed again and again, until Terry leaned back with a sly grin on her face. "Kissing is nice, but what I've got in mind for us is a lot nicer." I was pretty sure I knew what she meant, so I grinned at her and leaned back so her hands and upper body would be free to do what she had in mind. After sliding off my lap and back to the deck, it didn't take long for her to start. First, she unzipped the fly on my pants, and this was followed by reaching in and through the opening in my underwear to gently hold my cock in her hand. I had expected and hoped for what she was starting to do, and, although only half hard before she started, it became fully erect from her fondling. Not wanting to limit herself too much, Terry unbuckled my belt and unbuttoned the waistband of my pants, and I raised my ass from the seat. She pulled my pants and underwear down below my knees, being careful when the elastic passed over my erection, and smiled when she finished the preparations and had me ready to do the things she and I wanted. For her, the first of them was to bend forward and kiss the tip of my cock with her soft lips, and reach out with her long, supple tongue and caress the entire head. Even as she licked, Terry's beautiful, blue eyes were gazing up at me in a way I always find erotic and flattering. Very slowly, she lowered her face, and her tongue started licking under the ridge of my cock and tickling the slit on the end. I could feel the pleasure throbbing through my body from what she was doing, and I started to squirm on the wooden seat of the boat. I knew she was having fun too, from the way her nipples were so erect when I fondled her breasts and from her happy murmurs as she slid her pretty mouth up and down on my hard cock. Her tongue and her lips were giving me more pleasure than the mouth of any human woman ever had, and I have been sucked off by some of the best and most talented. I hope Busty Jessica and Candace, if they read this, don't take it personally. It was a visual delight too. Terry has one of the most beautiful faces I have ever seen, and I got even more thrills as I watched my cock disappearing in and out of it. Almost as alluring were the big, blue eyes that continued to gaze at me with adoration. She was sucking me off slowly, wanting to make our fun last as long as she could, and I fervently hoped she would succeed. As on the previous occasion, Terry wanted to use more than her mouth on my cock. After a particularly erotic stroke with her lips, she removed her mouth from around my hard shaft, held it in front of her face and smiled around it. Still looking at me with her beautiful eyes, Terry held my cock with one hand and used her other to hold one of her lovely breasts and rub her nipple against the head. Bolts of pleasure shot through me as the many tiny, erect ridges gently scraped against that very sensitive place. The sexy mermaid grinned at the joyful grimaces that flickered across my face and switched hands, so she was rubbing my cock with her other, equally erect nipple. This one felt even better, if that was possible, and I sighed in delight. As Terry kept alternating her breasts on the head of my cock, my squirming on the bench became more pronounced, and I felt my toes curling. She didn't want me coming from what she was doing, so Terry leaned forward, even closer, and gently wrapped her luscious breasts around my shaft. Still smiling at the pleasure she was giving me and herself, the gorgeous mermaid slowly raised and lowered her body, stroking my cock in the incredible channel between two of the most beautiful breasts I had ever seen or felt. By the way, don't repeat that to Melissa or Busty Jessica. I knew Terry liked it too, but I also knew there was something she liked better. "This is fun, George," she told me. "But my mouth loves your cock even more." Rather than take me back between her lips, Terry continued fucking my cock between those gorgeous globes, but she added yet another treat. When the head neared her face, she bent her neck and pleasured me in a variety of ways with her mouth and face. Sometimes she snaked out her long tongue and licked the head and under the ridge. At other times, she nestled the head between her soft lips and licked, probing into the slit on the end. Sometimes she eschewed contact with her mouth at all, and let my cock slide against her soft, warm cheek. Each stroke meant a different kind of sexual thrill, besides the intense pleasure she was giving me with her soft, succulent breasts that were wrapped around my shaft. Everything Terry did brought me exquisite pleasure, but she knew what I liked most, and it was her favorite too. After one stroke, when she nestled the head of my cock between her lips and licked it, she continued lowering her face. As my whole shaft was slowly enveloped by the incredible cavern of joy that was her mouth, I felt her tongue caressing its entire length. Besides Terry, I have been sucked off by women who are experts at giving joy with their mouths, and one thing they all have in common is they want to be in charge. That means they want me to refrain from touching their heads while they are slowly bobbing up and down, nor should I fuck upward to thrust my cock more deeply into their mouths than they want to take it. To satisfy the first ban, I kept my hands clasped behind my back, but the second one was a lot harder. Terry moved her mouth slowly, wanting our fun to last as long as she could, but the pleasure was so excruciating to me that I had to resist the urge to plunge my cock in as far as I could. Looking at her beautiful eyes as they gazed at me helped, but it was mostly a matter of willpower. The sexual delights the sweet and lovely mermaid was giving me were easily worth that small difficulty. With every stroke of her mouth, her tongue coiled around my shaft, sending thrills rocketing through my body. I went from squirming to writhing on the seat as I blissfully moaned from what all parts of Terry's mouth were doing for me. From the way her body was moving in front of me, I could tell she was relishing what my cock was doing for her, but she couldn't possibly been having as great a time as I was. Of course, the most fun in any kind of sex is coming, but I was trying to hold off on doing that for as long as I could. As Terry sucked slowly, I felt my climax steadily mounting, like a volcano building up pressure under the ground, until I felt my cock throbbing inside her mouth. She felt it too, and started sucking faster. Terry shortened her strokes and tightened her lips around my cock, because I knew she didn't want any of my cum to dribble out of her mouth and be wasted. A few seconds after that, the inevitable eruption happened, and I felt a great rush of pleasure sweep through my body as I squirted a big gob of semen into the mouth that had earned it. Terry knew I wasn't through coming, and she kept sucking on my cock. Once again, an eruption of pleasure rose up inside my body and I ejaculated again, not as much as the first time, and this one remained inside the sexy mermaid's mouth too. Her lips continued stroking up and down on my cock until she was certain I was through coming, and gently took my cock out of her mouth, held it in front of her face and smiled at me around the shaft. Wanting to show me how much she relished the gift I had given her, she swirled my cum around inside her mouth before swallowing every drop. She didn't say anything, because her mouth still had more important things to do, namely licking all the semen off my cock, making sure to get every drop from under the ridgin that was clinging to my shaft. When her tongue had cleaned everything off the outside, Terry went after the cum still inside my cock. Placing the thumb of one hand right in front of my balls and the fingers of that hand on the opposite side of the shaft, she slowly drew her hand toward her mouth, catching on her tongue everything that oozed out of the end. When she was positive she had gotten every drop of juice I had to offer, she relished it as she had the first mouthful, swallowed it and probed the tip of her tongue into the slit. It had been a great blowjob, maybe even better than the first one from Terry, and better than those I sometimes get from Busty Jessica and Candace. I wasn't sure what we would do then, but I was enjoying more than just her talents at sucking my cock, and I hoped my mermaid lady friend wouldn't be in a hurry to swim away. I needn't have been concerned, because she seemed to enjoy my company too, and was not at all anxious to dive back into the water. In fact, even though Terry had drained all the semen from my cock, she still held it lightly in her fingers, as if wanting to take it into her mouth again. "I hope you enjoyed that," I told her. "I know I sure did." "Oh, yes, I really did, and I hope to do it again before I have to go back to where I live." "I hope so too." I got out my bottle of Viagra, took out one of the handy blue pills and swallowed it, washing it down with some of the lemonade I had in the thermos bottle. "Do you think you'll get pregnant this time?" "Oh, I'm already expecting your child from the last time we got together. I've known that for over 2 weeks."
"Really?
Then why did you want to get together with me again?" The question puzzled her. "Because it's so much fun. I really love sucking you off, or any other men who happen along, but there aren't very many that come around here. Don't human women enjoy sex even when they're pregnant?" I hadn't thought of that. I was aware that some human women get extra horny during early months of pregnancy, so there would be no reason why a mermaid wouldn't feel the same, that she would also want to do the same fun things that got her in a family way in the first place. During our conversation, Terry's soft hand and fingers had continued fondling my cock, and the combination of that and the Viagra were making it start to stiffen again. When she shifted her weight and bent forward and began to lick the head, my response was even more pronounced, and I relaxed, leaned back and let her bring pleasure to both of us again. Summer days are long, and we would have many hours of daylight to enjoy ourselves.